Welcome to A Bedtime Story. I'm Matthew Mitchell, and tonight's story is titled The Case of the Missing Socks. Whiskers, an unassuming tabby with amber eyes and a penchant for sunbeams, harbored a secret. He possessed the sharp mind of a seasoned detective. His human, Emily, believed he spent his days napping, but Whiskers was an observer of patterns, peculiarities, and, most recently, a puzzling phenomenon. Every laundry day, Emily would unload the dryer with a furrowed brow, muttering about the vanishing sock epidemic. Left socks vanished, right socks disappeared, and pairs were torn asunder. To Emily, it was an annoying mystery. To Whiskers, it was a challenge worthy of his feline intellect. Armed with silent paws and piercing curiosity, Whiskers launched Operation Sock Snatch. He staked out the laundry room, tucking himself behind the detergent bottles. Day after day, he observed the rhythmic tumbling of clothes, the hum of the dryer, and Emily's frustrated sock counting. Yet the disappearances continued. One evening, as twilight painted golden stripes across the linoleum, Whiskers noticed something peculiar. A faint rustling sound. Not from the dryer, but from the narrow gap between the appliance and the wall. His ears twitched. Stealthily, he crept closer, his whiskers brushing against the cool metal. With practiced patience, Whiskers waited. Then he saw it, a tiny, nimble paw darting out, snagging a loose sock, and disappearing back into the darkness. Whiskers' eyes narrowed. The culprit was not some supernatural sock void, but a family of mischievous mice, cunning thieves with a flair for cozy fabrics. Under the cover of night, Whiskers followed the trail. Slipping through the crevice, he discovered a hidden trove, a sock metropolis tucked behind the dryer, woven into nests, tunnels, and cozy hideaways. Socks of all colors and patterns had been repurposed into mouse real estate. The next morning, Emily found Whiskers proudly perched atop a mountain of reclaimed socks he had dragged out, one by one, from the mice's lair. Emily laughed, bewildered yet relieved. "Whiskers, you little detective!" she exclaimed, scratching behind his ears. Whiskers blinked slowly, the universal feline nod of acknowledgement. Mystery solved, case closed. But his work was never truly done. After all, the world was full of peculiar puzzles, and Whiskers was always on the case. And this has been a bedtime story. Good night.